Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Colin Cowherd, another example of the national love the Patriots are getting. I think he's still a conservative, believe it or not. He's like, I think they're going to triple their win total. 12 now, honestly, might be low, Keith.
Yeah, it might be.
When we look at what's left on the schedule.
That's three more losses.
Yeah. So that's Baltimore, Buffalo, and who?
Right. Because like you'd be like, oh, any given Sunday or any given Thursday. The Jets are so bad. The Bengals don't have Burrow. The Giants don't have their coach, maybe their quarterback, their running back, and their wideout. The Dolphins.
And by the way, the Giants are a two-win team. I'm shocked they only have two wins, but they're bad anyway. And even with all those guys, they're bad.
If the game was in Miami, I'd be like, you know what, maybe them. But they already beat Miami in Miami. Because the Dolphins did just beat the Bills somehow, some way. So you're like, all right, maybe that team, they got some speed guys. Maybe they pull a rabbit out of their hat, and maybe that's the one. But I don't know. The game here... And by the time they play him, it might even be the difference between getting a first-round bye or not, whereas the Dolphins are literally going to be done. I don't know. I have a hard time finding three losses.
What do you think is more likely? This is a go on the list with your would you rather,
yeah,
Keith.
Which is going to be tough to top.
Your would you rather was brilliant earlier today. Would you rather be the one seed or would you rather have the Chiefs out of the playoffs?
Curran chose one seed, which I get because – I think the group is so like close. There's so many teams that just to have one less playoff game is a huge advantage. But for me, say goodbye to the Chiefs.
I also would bump the Chiefs out. Yeah. But his answer makes sense.
I get it.
I mean, go back to 96 when the Patriots made the Super Bowl, right? Or now am I getting my years confused? What was the year with Parcells and Bledsoe?
Yeah, 96.
You had the Jags knock out the Broncos for you. Like sometimes other teams will do your dirty work. Just because the Chiefs are in the playoffs doesn't mean you'll face them.
It's like the Chargers used to always beat Peyton Manning.
Right.
Yeah.
But I would rather the Chiefs are just out of it. So let's add this one to the list. What do you think is more likely, different than a would you rather? You think it's more likely they split with Buffalo and Baltimore or they get tripped up against one of those other teams?
Oh, split with Buffalo and Baltimore.
Me too.
Yeah, I don't look at those as like losses. First of all, they already beat Buffalo.
Split and with then, Baltimore, yeah. Buffalo. You're looking and pick your game. They're getting the Bills in a good spot, just like I think Tampa was getting the Pats in a good spot. Patriots won that game, but Tampa was sitting there waiting at home off the bye. That's where you get the Bills next.
Yeah, which also means they're more likely in this scenario to win 14 than to win 12.
That's what I believe.
That's what you're saying. Yeah.
So when Cowherd says, yeah, they're going to triple their win total.
Yeah.
I mean, he's conservative.
Trip 3.5 times.
I think they're looking at 13, maybe 14, which sounds crazy. But again, look at the remaining schedule.
It does.
By the way, I mentioned I'd get to Florio's power rankings. So ESPN has the Patriots fourth, second in the AFC. Florio has them seventh.
Seven.
Third in the AFC.
Where was Joe on that one?
Seven.
Thank you, Joe.
There he is.
However, here's his write-up. He asked the question, could the Patriots be on the front end of a new dynasty?
Sure.
So even though he has them, even though he has them knocked down to seven,
yes.
I mean, he's talking about dynasty. We're just talking about maybe winning a Super Bowl this year. He's, no, talking, see, that's he's
too,
talking dynasty.
That's too far. I'm looking at it as, yeah, you have what seems to be a great head coach quarterback duo. Your quarterback is really young. You have all of a sudden a handful of really young players that are really good. This isn't like you're completely reliant on older guys. And not to bring back the Washington comparison. We talked about that last week, right? Because people are like, oh, look what they did. Now it's a mistake. It wasn't.
Yeah, you don't want to be the Commanders. They're idiots. You're smart. That's the whole thing.
Here's the thing about the Commanders. Last year, I give them a lot of credit for doing what they did. They surrounded Jaden Daniels with a lot of good pieces, both on the field and coaching staff, right? Dan Quinn, I don't think people give him enough credit. He's a solid coach. Cliff Kingsbury is a great offensive coordinator. And then they went out and got a bunch of veteran guys. But that also kind of shortens your window. Like, if you get Bobby Wagner, Zach Ertz, and Austin Eckler, you're not setting up for 4 years from now. Like, you're trying to maximize and kind of hot start that. The Patriots got a guy like Steph Diggs. I don't think Steph Diggs is going to be here in 4 years. But, like, I don't know, Milton Williams might be. Plus, you're combining him with Christian Gonzalez already. You just drafted Will Campbell. Like, you, Travion Henderson. We'll see with some, like, Kayshon Booty. Like, you do have, like, a little bit of a, you have a young core, which the Patriots haven't had in forever.
Right.
Even their last couple of years where they were really good, they didn't have that. So, like, to his question about, like, the dynasty, I mean, maybe. Like, I think that's really risky to start talking about that just now. But I guess it's more set up for that. I still look at the AFC as you have all these quarterbacks,
I mean,
look, that
when you have a quarterback who might be the MVP in his second year, you're, I mean, maybe it's not as crazy to talk dynasty, but I'm not there yet either. I'm just mentioning that's what Florio did.
Yeah, like, get to the playoffs this year, which they will. For the last 3-4 weeks, the Jones and Keefe playoff predictor had them in 100%. So that's good. Check that box.
Although we did have a texter say, stop talking about Super Bowls until they make the playoffs. Like, but they're making the playoffs. They haven't clinched yet. But
oh, if they don't, we got a real story on our hands.
They're 8-2 with a bunch of nobodies left on the schedule. They're a playoff team.
Yeah, I would agree. So they're a playoff team. And then it's like, are you happy to be their playoff team, like the 2021 Patriots? I don't think so. I think they're a contender playoff team. And then we go from there. Now, like, years and years to come, I don't know. But to your point, the second-year MVPs. So Patrick Mahomes was a second-year MVP. That's like a legit dynasty. Lamar Jackson, second-year MVP. Not a dynasty by any means, but a perennial in-the-mix playoff team. Right? Josh Allen was a year three MVP candidate. Didn't even win, but he came in second his third year. And they're, like Lamar Jackson, sort of perennially in it. Joe Burrow made the Super Bowl in his second full season, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's the kind of group that you're in, because at one point it looked like those four quarterbacks were so far out in front of everybody else. You're like, oh my God, you're competing for fifth place. But a lot has changed in these 10 games. Now, some of it is injury to Burrow and Lamar, but even the overall seasons that the Chiefs and the Bills are having, you're like, wait a minute, Drake May legitimately is on that playing field for this year. Now, those guys have a longer track record of doing it. But if you're talking about what we've seen for 10 weeks, you can put his games up against anybody.
So it's true. And we were having a discussion earlier today about the MVP. And, oh, I don't care. If my team doesn't win the Super Bowl, I don't care about the MVP. Like, no, I get it. I would rather win a championship than have somebody win the MVP. But I also think having the MVP raises your ceiling and gives you a real chance to win. And we got a text back on that that said, isn't there a correlation between winning the MVP and not winning the Super Bowl?
There was a long streak of that.
So that was true for a while, but I would also tell you that having the MVP pretty much tells you you're going to be at least in the conference championship game.
Yeah.
Like, last year, Josh Allen was the MVP. They were in the AFC title game. 2023, Lamar was the MVP. They were in the AFC title game. 2022, Mahomes was the MVP and won it.
Yeah, because I remember leading into that, there was this long list, which I know you're going to get to, and it was guys falling short, guys lose, and you're like, oh, you almost don't even want to do it. And it was like sort of like a half joke, because obviously you still do want the MVP. And so he sort of broke that streak. So he kind of proved that you can have both. Because you're going to get to the list or no? Because I was going to say there's guys like...
Well, so hang on. So Rodgers was the MVP in 21 and 20. The Packers made a conference championship game in 2020. So one of those 2 years,
yeah,
they were in the conference championship
probably the
game.
Divisional round in the other, if I
remember
correctly.
Lamar got knocked out in the divisional round in 2019. So that one's definitely a disappointment.
Yeah.
Mahomes in 2018 went to the AFC title game.
Uh-huh.
Brady in 2017 lost the Super Bowl. Ryan in 2016 lost the Super Bowl. Cam Newton in 2015 lost the Super Bowl. So I don't know, the last decade plus.
One of the Mannings too, like maybe 13.
Oh yeah, Manning was in 13. Yeah, you're right. He lost to the Seahawks.
But like they're in the Super Bowl.
So those teams are in the Super Bowl or at worst a conference championship game. I don't know. I'd be rooting for the MVP just for that. It doesn't mean you're winning the Super Bowl.
It's a funny.
But it means you're kicking at the can and maybe, like Mahomes a couple of years ago in 22, you do both.
It is a good like test kind of subject there, because you go through the names and some of them are like perennial MVPs or MVP candidates and their teams do whatever. But even the one-off years, like Cam Newton and Matt Ryan are very much, hey, good careers, like good for those guys, but not on the level of those other ones. But the years that they did pop off, they made the Super Bowl. So even if you don't want to go on to the dynasty discussion, which I don't want to do either, even if this is the best year of Drake May's life, which I also don't think it's going to be.
No,
but even if it is, that can lead to a Super Bowl appearance, right? So even if it comes kind of out of nowhere, okay, it just things line up right that year,
right.
And then you go all the way to the Super Bowl.
We would have been happy with a playoff appearance.
Yeah, going in, that was a success.
In the offseason, you had him for 10, I had him for 9. We both had him in the playoffs, and we were on the higher end. I mean, I don't know how many people pick more wins than you, Keith. You pick 10.
Yeah.
There are very few people who pick more than that. So I think we were pretty positive on the Patriots and pretty bullish. We had them in the playoffs. I didn't expect them to win a playoff game. Now, like, they might have the MVP
in the
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
A first-round bye.
And,
like what?
And the recent track record on the MVP is they're typically, save for a couple of cases in the last decade, at least in the conference championship game,
yeah,
maybe in the Super Bowl, and in the case of Mahomes in 22, winning the Super Bowl? Like, I don't know. That feels like a pretty wild place to be. I'm not going to be disappointed in that.
So the last time the Patriots made the playoffs, obviously, was with Mac Jones in 2021. And they were, at one point, what was their record? 9-4. So they were 9-4, and that was when we started to get a little bit silly. Some of the talk was like, could it be Brady versus the Patriots in the Super Bowl? But I don't know how wide open it was in 2021. And like, they had just beaten the Bills in the win game, right? So they beat the Bills in the win game.
Which, that was a real win, but how they did it was so suspect.
Oh, no, I give them credit. And like, that's one where like, add that to the list of Belichick things. Like, good for Bill for finding a way to scheme that one up and win that game. But it was kind of like, all right, when you play this team again, it's not going to be the same situation. So that win itself was kind of like, all right, how sustainable is that? If you play them again in the playoffs, is that the same thing? So they're 9-4. I don't want to call it like a fake 9-4, but it had more holes in it than the Patriots now at 8-2. And then if you look at how they went into the playoffs, they lost 3 out of 4, right? They had the they lost to the Bills. They lost to the Colts. They lost the last week of the season at Miami. Their only win was the blowout win over Jacksonville.
The win game was the beginning of the end for Mac Jones.
It wasn't Patricia and Judge.
Yeah. That was the beginning of the end. But so I
bring that up to be like, and I don't think anybody's making this comparison, but just 9-4 that year versus 8-2 this year do feel completely different.
They do.
And they were 9-4, but you're like, oh, they do have a couple of tough games coming up. Whereas they have two, but they have a bunch of easy games too.
Right. And I think that aligns with this text. Funny how you guys were both so high on the Patriots while not loving Vrabel and hating McDaniels. Well, true. I didn't love the Vrabel hire. I was wrong.
Yeah.
I hated the McDaniels hire. I guess I was wrong about that one too, although that one's a little more gray, but I was wrong about that one.
So they were not my first choice, and I've never run from that. They weren't my first choice. I wanted Ben Johnson because he could kind of do both roles. But Mike Vrabel, I think we all accepted as a solid coach. I didn't think his ceiling was as high as some of the offensive whiz kids, but I feel like his floor was way higher, and he got the franchise back to a level playing field. I thought McDaniels was curious just because you could see in real time it couldn't have been Vrabel's main choice. But
and Vrabel reminds you of that constantly even with the team rolling.
But I didn't completely hate the McDaniels one as much. I'm not a huge fan of his. I think he's an awful head coach, which has been clear. But as an offensive coordinator, going back to 2021, he made Mac Jones at that time look somewhat okay.
But I think and those guys have been better than we thought. And yeah. We were wrong, I guess.
A lot of it had to do with the schedule, honestly.
Thank you. Okay. But that's how we got there.
Yeah.
We're like, yeah, I don't love the Vrabel hire, and I don't like the McDaniels hire. But I like Drake May, and I like the schedule. And I think that's how we got there.
Yeah, the schedule. And I like Steph Diggs, Milton Williams. I like some of the moves that they made. They even like Harold Landry. Like we were like Robert Spillane. I thought that was a good signing. So like they had a pretty good free agent class. We had high hopes for Drake May. And you're right. Maybe in spite of what we thought maybe the new coaches would be.
I mean, the coaching staff has been way better than
but
I thought.
But it was looking at all the teams at the top of the draft last year and being like, oh, they're all on the schedule? You play the Browns, the Giants, the Titans, the Jets twice. Like, you play all these teams, the Saints? Like, yeah, you're going to win a lot of games.
And a bunch of them are still left.
Yeah.
Jets twice, starting on Thursday.
Amazing.
Giants are left. Never mind a team like the Bengals without Joe Burrow. 617-779-7937. Let's go to George in Warwick. Go ahead, George.
Hey, guys. Season ticket holder since 83, and what a difference a year makes between Buffalo visits, right? Last year, they laid down because they could, and we know what happened as a result of that. And now this year, they're favored to win the next three games. So when Buffalo arrives after their bye, we literally can lock up the division against Buffalo.
Yeah,
this year.
I think, George, I was just reading our guy Chad
Kraft
yep. over at The Athletic. Patriots have nearly a 90% chance of winning the AFC East. They're at 86% to win the division.
Woo!
On The Athletic's NFL playoff predictor. Where are they at to win the division on the Jones and Keefe playoff predictor?
Oh, 93.7.
Okay, I like it. Good, yeah. Good, good, good.
I would agree.
That's what the numbers spit out?
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect.
Let's
go to Mike in Salem. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great.
I want to bring up a comparison no one's talking about. If you look at Vrabel, you look at Drake May, it's a second year. We had another quarterback in history do the same thing his second year, make it to the Super Bowl that year, lose, and never see a Super Bowl again.
Uh-huh.
That was Dan Marino.
Okay.
All right.
If he's Dan Marino,
how about Joe Burrow?
Yeah, good one. Well, Burrow was an MVP, though.
Was Marino?
I'd have to fact check him.
He means MVP and losing the Super Bowl.
Yep.
If Drake May is Dan Marino, I would take it for Drake May's career. I'd be upset that they didn't do enough around him to make the defense better.
I'd be upset they didn't win a Super Bowl, but I would.
If he's a top 10 quarterback of all time.
I would take Marino's career out of Drake May.
The best quarterback not to win a Super Bowl. Now, again, Drake would be mad about it, but
we nitpick it though. If that's the guy who follows Brady, the best quarterback to not win a Super Bowl, we nitpick it. But I would sign up for that right now today. Dan Marino's career, I would.
Yeah, yeah. No, he was good for a while.
But maybe not everybody would. There is a pretty lengthy track record of quarterbacks winning the MVP in their second year. You know, Mahomes has done that. Lamar did that, and I'd say that's good company as well. A little more recent than the recent vintage of the Dan Marino one.
I picked Baker Mayfield to do it after his rookie year. Just missed.
I might have, too.
I did, yeah.
I might have.
Just missed. Yeah, I'm sure people pick Daniels to win. They got the wrong guy.
You do it with Jordan Love last? Oh, he wasn't year two.
I wasn't his second year.
Year two in the league. No, year two like, as a starter.
Year eight for
yeah,
them.
No, it's a good point. That was year two as a starter. Sorry.
I did pick Jordan Love, which I'll never do again.
617-779-7937. That's how you dial up WEEI afternoons today. You got Hart. You got Ted. You got Ball, I believe. That's coming your way today. On a Tuesday, they got the Stinkin' Truth with Mark Schlereth and Brian Hoyer.
All right.
Coming your way today. So stay tuned for it. We'll get you the clip du jour. And right after Trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
Some grab bag once told me Jones is kind of lonely. He's got the softest hands on the show. And Keith was looking kind of dumb with his finger and his thumb in the shape of a grab bag on his forehead.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.